evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 4/2/2021, and it is Good Friday. And I think about that time period and what our Lord Jesus had to go through to be humiliated and beaten and stripped and put onto the cross. But the fact is, Lord Jesus rose from the dead, and he has risen, and he's getting ready to come back. But I thought to myself yesterday, I was saying after the show last night, I said, you know, so much stuff is going on that I think that wouldn't it be interesting if they started this whole thing off and made it go out or happen on Resurrection Sunday. So let me just say this. I just heard from a source saying that in the Donbass region that there's been a lot of explosions apparently just a little bit ago, and that also that the Russian paratroops are starting to move in to that region right now. I don't know if they're jumping. I suppose they probably are, or if not, they're coming in vehicles. But apparently this thing is really starting to touch off right now. Earlier today, an American general had said that it was time to blockade the Russians into the Black Sea, and also to blockade them all over in Crimea and all the different places anywhere possible. And that in response to that allegedly American general, I don't have the name because that information was gotten from an on the scene, maybe either out of Lithuania or Latvia or somewhere like that, was gotten out of a translated scenario from a site over there. But apparently this afternoon that Putin immediately answered back and said that any attempt to blockade the Black Sea or any kind of a thing or to blockade Russia in any way whatsoever, that he would take extraordinary measures against whoever it was that tried to do it, whether it be NATO or the United States, portion of NATO or Europe or whoever it would be. Ladies and gentlemen, there's this possibility. Now, Hawk is not saying I guarantee it, but there's a possibility that we could be in some real deep doo-doo in this country in the next 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? Within the next day or two. And I told you last night I could feel the quickening of my spirit, and I still feel it. I don't know that that's going to happen or that they will hit us with a nuclear weapon, but Putin could. And all these people, you know, I told you last night about all of the helicopters and all of the things coming in supposedly into the right path. And I thought maybe they'd already done it. Well, I got a report that from up in that area from the old brush hog. And what was described was about over 60 Blackhawks, Chinooks, and Apache gunships, helicopter gunships, have come in, plus C-130 after C-130, multiples of them in the last couple, 2 to 3 days, unloading, loading, refueling, doing whatever. And they're moving into Wright-Patterson. They're getting them off of the East Coast, apparently. Get them off the East Coast because apparently they think that Putin might hit D.C. and New York or something like that. But he could hit anywhere. And let me just tell you something. There's a lot of people out there saying, well, I'm not seeing 60 Blackhawks and Chinooks and these helicopters in the air, they're not on the list. I'm not even seeing any military. Listen to me, people out there. Those flight record things are not to show you where every single military aircraft in the world is going to be. When it gets to be wartime, ladies and gentlemen, they turn off their transponders. They're not going to show you where you're at. As a matter of fact, today I think some of even of the regular commercial aircraft are not being shown up there. Okay? So if we're going to go to war, they ain't going to tell you about it. Yet Red China Joe Beijing, oh boy, he's had a tough day, so he had to go to Camp David. I guess maybe he saw the movie White House Down and said, well, I don't want them to send a missile at me. I'll go out into the woods and hide. So he's out in the woods hiding for the weekend, you see, with all his family, supposedly taking a lot of family out there with him. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I will say this, as well as what's going on with the right Pat, which is exactly like I told you it would be, and exactly like the Dayton newspaper told you would happen, except then they cut the newspaper offline in the afternoon so you couldn't see it, but they showed it to everybody in town. So we're getting ready for something big, and I mean big, big, okay? Like as in Gog Magog War big and Crimean War big and maybe a hit, because apparently Burisma paid enough money to hold the big guy through his kid that they're going to back Ukraine against Russia and start a war with Russia, thinking that it's 1962 or 61 or 2, you know, where it's like all of a sudden we're going to blockade Cuba and the Russians in Cuba. All right? Well, it's a different world now, particularly when it's not an ICBM that takes 30 minutes to hit the United States, but a hypersonic going Mach 9 or 10 or whatever they go that can hit in less than 5 minutes anywhere in the United States, and they can dial it up. They say they can dial it up to take out Texas or large portion thereof, or that could be Alaska, or it could be North Carolina, or it could be Oceania, all right? It could be any, like San Diego, any of the U.S. bases, plus pop one or two over the center and take out the power grid. Please do something tonight to prepare. After the show, try to do something to prepare. And if it's nothing else, make sure you got plenty of gasoline for your generators, or go get some candles or lamp oil for your lamps, or more food. If you can find ammo, you better get it. Recently, I've seen some at Shields, the Shields store. And I'm not looking online, because the online purchases all being tracked now and have been tracked for some time, okay? If you can go locally and write a check or use cash or whatever, buy a little bit of ammo, that's still the best way. But get some regardless where you're going to get it. Now, another report out of Ohio was that there was a TR-3B over Cincinnati last night, and I've got a picture of it that apparently could be TR-3B. They thought it might be helicopters. But it's a very big triangle, and it appears to be stationary, so it probably is a TR-3B overlooking that whole area of the country. And that would be to protect against what might be coming. Maybe the space program could maybe take out a hypersonic, might be able to detect it, or have weaponry that is not generally in the purview of the regular military. So the MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor, may be up over Cincinnati and protecting right Pat. But I don't know. You could also have the hypersonic thing from Putin, but you could also have, Putin says you're going to blockade the Black Sea, you're going to stop the bridge for the Crimea, you're going to stop the water from coming from Ukraine into Crimea, you're going to block us. And regardless of whether Putin's right or wrong, but they are trying to have their access to get out of Russia, southern Russia, out of the Black Sea area and through the Dardanelles and in through the Bosphorus out into the open sea. So consequently, this is one of their ways to get out. You got Vladivostok and Kamchatka, and you got the North Sea, the Baltic, and all of that. And then you got this. And then that's why they've always kept the Tartarus, Latakia base in Syria, to have a base for their stuff, and also now Cuba. So 90 miles away in Cuba, you got Russian missiles there in their cruisers. You got in Venezuela and other parts of South America, you've got nuclear weapons there, I guarantee you, with missiles. You also have Red Chinese subs, but you've got Russian subs off all our coasts and have been there periodically for a long time, since the Cold War. You don't believe it, but I'm going to tell you, they're there. And so let me say this to you. If you're sitting in D.C. or L.A. or anywhere, you know, New York City, or if you're sitting in Jacksonville by the sub pens or whatever, or Tampa or whatever, you got submarines, Russian submarines, that got cruise missiles with nuclear tips on them that can reach you in a minute to 3 minutes, 1 to 3 minutes. They go pop them up, they're 3 miles out. Kaboom! Kaboom! Meanwhile, they had to change their scenarios a little bit, because the guy that attacked the Capitol gate today and ran over the two Capitol police officers, killing one of them, and then he jumped out with a big knife, which was probably a big hunting knife or a small machete, all right? But they don't understand that crap in D.C. They can't even report on it. So the D.C. cops shot them. Well, I wonder why China Joe didn't suggest they should have shot him in the leg so they could have questioned him. Remember how China Joe said, well, they should, the police should shoot somebody in the leg so they could not kill them and they could question them and arrest them. China Joe's worn out. He had to get to the bunker quick because he saw the movie White House Down where they take it out with a missile or something. He didn't want that. He had probably had to go to Camp David. And I don't wish the President of the United States ill at all. It's just that he's an ignoramus idiot at this point. And if nothing else, he's playing the Luciferian game. He's playing the communist bought and paid for by the Red Chinese game. And now he's going to start a war with Russia. The Red Chinese can back up, and in the midst of an exchange, they could then go for Taiwan. Did you see the train wreck, the sabotage on the Taiwanese rail line inside the tunnel? To bust the cars up and derail them inside the tunnel to cause that track to be severely damaged and whatever, so that they can't move troops through their tunnels. You see the stuff starting to happen, and how now they've got an excuse to try to keep the Capitol, you know, locked down again and put the wires back up. Only this time, it's Noah X, a follower of Elijah Muhammad, the black Muslims. And at the same time, Atlantic has got a great story about Grandmaster Jay or whatever, of the not you know what, around black militia, okay? I sent that to Brother Quayle. I believe he put that up on his site, stevequayle.com, as well as some other things. Also out of Ohio, I'm getting a report out of there. Now they're watching closely 43 people with possibility of Ebola in possibility of Ebola in Ohio. But then you got some in Washington State and some in Kentucky and some other places. So like I told you last night, the helicopters and everything are all moving in the right path, and I believe they're going to go south down to the Gulf Coast, ready to possibly protect our refineries in Louisiana, Texas, the offshore oil rigs, the pumping stations, all of that. And also possibly to assist in looking for submarines with the P-3 Orions and the P-8 Poseidons, which have had their budgets curtailed, etc. There's never enough of them. So I'm trying to say to you is this. We could get smack attacked tonight, and they wouldn't have told you Jack Dooley squad about it on the TV, because they're all dealing with they thought this guy was going to be a white supremacist. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, this is Noah X is probably a white supremacist. He's probably a white supremacist, don't you think? Or maybe he is a black supremacist and a racist against white people, okay? Oh, but that can't be. So therefore, he has to be a white supremacist. He's a black Muslim, but he's a white supremacist, right? And I heard Greg Gutfeld. I watched just briefly. I was watching the 5 earlier while I had a sandwich. Actually, some eggs and roast beef hash. And I was looking at him, and they asked him about... they ask him about a certain law, you know. And he said, well, man, he says, you know, that law, this Georgia law, you know, this is... anyway, I'm going to get off of this for a second because I just am, like, really ticked off. It's starting to be so ignorant. Starting to be so ignorant, all right? And now you've got the Major League Baseball removing the game out of Atlanta. You got all this stuff going on. And everything is racist this, racist that, white supremacist this. But if the black guy does it, they don't call him Noah X, as he calls himself. They call him Green, Noah Green or whatever. Originally apparently from Indiana, now from apparently Virginia. But they don't let all that stuff out, you know, until later on. And then it's not a racist attack for him. It's not he's just a lone wolf crazy guy. Well, maybe that's true, all right? At the same time, if he was Johnny Rebel of the this or that, it'd be all over and you'd have to take guns. Now, the thing is, I hope you understand that now you're going to have to take machetes or bigger hunting knives or even big kitchen knives. You'll have to ban them too, as they have done in England. As they have already done in England quite some time ago. As a matter of fact, in some of the kitchen supply stores, they're trying to push the plastic knives, you see. Some places. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So anyway... the shooting in D.C. on Good Friday, where in his writings, he says, Noah X says that, it's kind of interesting, he says that Elijah Muhammad is the Jesus Christ, is Messiah. It's a little bit conflicting, but I'm going to tell you, He's a follower of the Nation of Islam. And so if Islam and he killed then a white man at the Capital City police, white police officer, then he is should be convicted of a racist crime, or at least should be stated that way. But meanwhile, on TV, they don't say anything about the Noah X. They don't say anything about that. But I will tell you is that it's time to prepare like you never prepared before. And if Putin is willing to hit us, and I'm going to tell you, this is not 1960, 61, 62. Back then, we had a lot of ships. We had a lot of stuff. In terms of percentages of the game, we were in a stronger position than Russia, although they had a lot of nukes. But now, they could hit us and we wouldn't even know it. Because it don't take 30 minutes to go anymore. 5 minutes or less, and it's like, boom, 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 okay? Pow, kapow, there goes the power grid, kapow. Main bases, probably New York City to take out the financials and D.C. and all of that area, all up and down the coast, okay? And hit the key bases, military, Navy, air bases, you know. You'd have to hit some different ones than people think. You'd have to hit Eglin, which people don't understand what's Eglin. You might try to hit, Oceana for sure. Hampton Roads, Oceana, the Virginia Beach, whole area there. You would try to pepper some of the underground bunkers as well, perhaps with penetrating stuff if you're the Russians. And they can put up a MIRV, multiple, you know, reentry vehicles, multiple missiles that come down on 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 different targets. But you take the power grid out by itself, and 1 year from now, 90% of the population of America is dead. And that matches up with the Deagle report, the D-E-A-G-E-L report. Matches right up, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Just crazy. Just simply nuts. Now let me just say this. The Lord Jesus was put on that cross, man. And it was terrible. And yet our Father in heaven gave his only begotten Son, you see, so that he would have to endure and all of that. And then to rise from the dead, to resurrect, and to then, you see, wash everybody's sins away with his blood. At least those who repent of their sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into their heart to be their Savior. If you do that, you have everlasting life with him in heaven, and he will wash your sins away. It is the best deal in town, is it not? Even if you don't think that it's possible, a lot of people will take it and say, you know what? By George, I'm gonna try that because I got nothing to lose. But be sincere. If you're sincere and you repent and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he will be. And he'll start to wash you clean, man. Just like you go to an old house or an old factory building that's got 30 years of dirt on the windows. Man, you take a corner and you start to wash that. And maybe it takes you 3 or 4 times to get even that corner clean, and you keep working on it. Pretty soon, you start to get clean and shiny, and you can walk proudly with the Lord, and he will take away your sins. You got too many faces out there. And I understand that, There's too many righteous things, and there's warfare, but you got too many of them. You need the burden lifted. Then repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. And you'll start to loosen that burden up. He's not telling anybody to go away. He's just telling you he would that were hot or that were cold. Okay? But if you be lukewarm, he speweth you from his mouth. If you try to be lukewarm and walk through the raindrops, hiding in the woods from White House down or whatever, so it is quite something. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then you go over to Matthew 25. Let me tell you, you better be getting your lamp oil into your lamps. You better be getting your candles ready to go. You better be getting your food lined out and get some more. Your water, you ought to start putting water in the basement or wherever you're going to put it, underneath the bed, in the closet, stack it up in the gallon jugs or the 5-gallon stackables or the water block stackables, whatever it is you got. So the parable of the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, behold, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now let's go over to Luke 21 again and add some more to it, because this is going to be the other portion of it. It'll be the other portion. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence and fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, have you seen all of the iridescent clouds and the orifices landing and showing up and all of the quakes all over the planet? But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And his name is Jesus. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. What's his name? His name is Jesus. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now let me say this. I've had some questions and I looked into it a little bit, but good friends from Iowa asking me questions about different things, and they said, do you think that when they come for the guns that you'll start to see people come from all over the world? Well, I think to answer to that question, they're already coming from all over the world, coming up to the southern border and also through the northern border, which gets a lot more traffic than people think. So they're already coming here. They're already coming in the container ships, in containers. They're already coming in private aircraft or coming up in little boats. They're already coming on ships that clandestinely anchor offshore and then ferry people in. They're already coming up the rivers and across the borders and all of that. And they also have a whole lot of people already here that we do not know are here. Now, the other thing I was asked by my good friend in Iowa was about the nanites and about the possibility that the nanites have the ability, if you have breathed them in or if you've got nanites in your system, or maybe somehow they get in there through vaccines or whatever. Are the nanites are able to potentially to regroup themselves, and then if there was a signal, let's say a signal, you see, from the 5G or the 6G, the 7G, the 10G, whatever it's going to be, that could cause the nanites to rearrange and maybe attach themselves some way to your neural system to cause you to think or to perhaps worship the beast. Now, I will say this as regard to that, is that there is power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, you go to him and anything. I should read that again, because this is the is another answer to that. John 14:10, right? John 14. I read it to you all the time, but I love this because this is a gift that Lord Jesus gave to you. If you're with him and he's with you, you see. Believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. But the syntax of that sentence will tell you that it is he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Do you see the wonderful gift that the Lord has given you? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I shall not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet in a little while, and the world shall see me no more, seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that keepeth my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus, that's how you learn how to see him, right there. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Put on the full armor of God. But you'd better understand that there are things getting ready to happen that will have to allow you to stand for the Lord, to stand against evil. And if I'm going to tell you, if you see the stuff happen and the power grid gets knocked out, you're going to talk about chaos like you cannot believe. And you're going to see 90% of the United States dead after 12 months if they pop this power grid. Now, the Deagle Report, let's take 350 million, okay? Times 10%, all right? And you're going to have about 35 million people left. All right? Deagle Report initially said about 50 million the first time I think it came out. Then everybody got to noticing it, and they freaked out because they'd never had so much interest in the statistical reports that were being prepared for the CIA, DIA, EIEIO, NSA, Army Intel, for the hammer strikes, the left banks, all the different ones, the activities, for the ONI, the FOSI, and all the different stuff, for Marine Corps intelligence, all the different things. But when people did freak out and saw that it was about maybe just a little, you know, around 10% of the population was left, then they upped it to about 100 million. So, in other words, two-thirds of everybody dies now, with the Deagle Report. And look at the statistics about the what's going to happen to the gross domestic product, or like we used to say, the gross national product. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of stuff coming, and it should have been a nice, wonderful Resurrection Sunday. It should be a good Friday where we can reflect and contemplate about our Lord Jesus and how he rose from the dead and to wash all the sins of the people of the earth away if they will just repent and ask him to come into their heart and believe on him. And instead, we have the Noah X go after the Capitol again, and they're going to try to blame that initially. I'm surprised they didn't have a gun on him at least, because then, you see, they could have then rolled that up into their scenario or narrative to come and take your firearms. Just incredible. And it gets worse every day, and something more comes into the fore. something else quickens your feelings that something's going to bad is going to happen. And, you know, then they come up with all these stories. U.S. Nuclear Command says a young child accessed its Twitter account. Baloney. You're just like Bull Durham is bullshit. Maybe Bull Durham could investigate that statement, you know? And even the former Clinton aide, Naomi, I mean, she's even saying, what's her name, Naomi Wolf, right? Something like that. She's saying that what's about to happen in America could be catastrophic and we'll have a totalitarian regime in America within months. And this vaccine passport stuff, that's going to be the mark of the beast. But see, you got to worship the mark. You got to take the mark. They're going to force the mark on you. But then you got to worship the mark, you see, too. And you get vaccinated, you got mutagenic, genetic altering, you know, injections, you see. And let's look at Ebola. Ebola is in a hemorrhagic deal. And one of the things that you get going into and all this stuff is what they call the cytokine or the cytokine storm. Now, what I see and what I've read about these so-called experimental operating systems by their own literature and inserts from Moderna, allegedly a large portion owned by Fauci, and from Pfizer. And with other ties allegedly to Bill Gates through his luciferase chemical matrix that apparently, you remember how I told you when you look at their, where they're vaccinating these people on TV, they've got that weird, they've got the weird plastic thing on the end of the needle, right? But it's weird looking. It's not just a little slip where you take it off. It's like, and it stays on the needle. And it looks like it's got four prongs on the little blue plastic or aqua or whatever color it is. And I thought about that. Well, I saw a picture. Somebody showed a picture of these glow-in-the-dark looking things of the luciferase, Lucifer meaning light, usually, all right, Lux, Lucifer, whatever, but they look like, you know, if you saw a die, like a, out of a pair of dice, say the five, where it's got one, two, three, four, and then another one in the center for the five, this thing looks like that in like infrared or thermal. And so what I think they do is I think they prep it before they show it on TV. They kind of push down on those little things in the area. And then they say, well, that's just the matrix or get ready to receive the shot. And then they put the shot right in the center. So I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, these things will change people and are already starting to change. But one of the other factors involved, apparently, is that it puts the little ball with the little pestles on it, the little things, the little blue things on the pink things that are sitting on the ball that, that correspond with the look of the COVID or the SARS virus, coronavirus, novel coronavirus 2. And trains, apparently, when you read the instructions or the inserts or the information out of Pfizer and Moderna, allegedly, that it's an operating system, not a traditional vaccine, and that what it does is it teaches the body's immune system to recognize that spike ball protein, right? Spiked ball protein. And then it turns on the rapid response to that, but that's what it's doing, is turning on the cytokine storm. if you get like an Ebola, which apparently we're watching a lot of people potentially with that from coming from the Congo and the New Guinea and Guinea, that if you got that and you turn on, or if you had a bird flu, swine flu combined in the geese of the, Canadian geese fields up there by Lethbridge, not too far out in Alberta from the base up there, the military base, or from the alleged Lee family clinic and research facility in Calgary. It used to be there when the smoky trucks, the red Chinese smoky trucks were all over the United States. Mobile crematorium, and they were picking up hobos and homeless people and junkies and stuff and testing. Remember that when I reported that? Brother Quayle reported the smoky trucks? And that inside they had cages and they were testing what? Bioweapons on Americans of various types. And that if the person died or if they were done with the subject, they just put him back, put him into the mobile crematorium and smoke out the top. Big giant things inside of large semi-trailers. And how there was a chase, and then the MMV discovered up there on the North Dakota border, you see, before, or Montana, North Dakota, that area up in there, before going into Alberta. And they stopped one of them. They had a gunfight, and then they found and they released people from inside of the thing that had been prisoner of a quote-unquote allegedly red Chinese and other associated doctors and researchers who were trying bioweapons on them. Whereas another one got across, got into Canada, and got in into the Lethbridge area up in there in the timber and hit out. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just going wild, weasel. You ain't seen nothing yet. And they're going to do this passport thing, and then what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, it's Delta Airlines. Or maybe you can't drink Coca-Cola now unless you get a passport, right? But this vaccine passport is what Gutfeld was talking about. Since you won't be able to go on a trip, you won't be able to go to a stadium, you won't be able to go to a grocery store or to a department store or eat in a restaurant without your vaccine passport. And here's what Greg Gutfeld said, and I laugh because it's so true. Because a whole lot of African Americans don't want to take this vaccine because they know what happens when people experiment on them. Like the Tuskegee study on syphilis and all of that. Like how they pushed Planned Parenthood, pushed the abortions, and how over probably 40 or 50% of the black babies are aborted in this country, all stemming from the Planned Parenthood stuff, where the mother of it was a Nazi-like killing of the undesirables and useless eaters, sterilizing, killing, etc. And where all of that stuff, you see. And boy, I wish I could play that on, anyway, can't do all of that. But I remember you had Dr. Leonard Horowitz and all the people talking about eugenics and how it was the Rockefeller family and the Bush family who pushed the eugenics in America that then became de rigueur for the Nazis and for Mengele and all of them. Anyway, you want to keep old Hawk swinging at these old Lucys and fighting a good fight, popping in the shins and in the head with the ball bat? And I hope you do. You can reach me at Radio Hawk, 777 at hotmail.com. Radio Hawk, 777 at hotmail.com. If you want to send a letter or a note, or you want to enclose a little bit of Federal Reserve notes or a little silver, a little gold, or a check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, I hope that you go out tonight and that he provides you with sustenance and he gives you guidance as to what to buy. And if you have an opportunity, and if you've got your preps done with your food, your water, your firearms, your medical supplies, your gas masks, your tea, all the different Tyvek F suits and all the stuff, then Brother Quail would tell you you need to get some gold and silver. But in the meantime, you can also get from Brother Quail his books, his DVDs. You can sign up, and I pray that we actually have his upcoming thing. Believe me, I think the Lord will bless everybody with that, this cataclysms, what's getting ready to happen, the end things, okay? Go to stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, or call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, and let him know old Hawk sent you. But get, no matter what you get from Steve, and he's got radiation detectors. He's got good night vision at good prices, all right? He's got all kind of stuff up there besides what he's got. But whatever you do, get his books, get his DVDs, and to bring them to your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. If you want, order an extra set and donate them to the public library so that everybody can see them at the library. And you will understand how we got here and what's going on. You will understand about the giants and the angels and DM, the angel wars. You'll understand about the Book of Enoch and how all that tells you. Or the Empire Beneath the Ice and how the Nazis, you know, were so involved and who probably actually, in a sense, won the war. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. So you better go out and prepare so that you can have the wherewithal to withstand and endure until the end, as Lord Jesus said he'd like for you to do. Another good place where there are people on fire for the Lord Jesus, if you want to assist that, you can assist the Nunamakers. The Nunamakers. N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Dave and Debbie Nunamaker. You can get Bibles and songbooks in the specific dialect of the mountain tribes of Indochina. And that's a large number of countries there. Each village many times has their own dialect. But you can still donate to get Bibles and these songbooks to these people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, who have been persecuted for years and years and years by the communists, okay? People like Pastor Smiley, who suffered severe torture. And today, he's training other people, and all the other ministers are training other ministers to go village to village, and they're just on fire with baptisms and with singing and groups and spreading the gospel. If you can send anything, check, money order, cash, whatever it might be, send it to Indochina Bible Project or Nunemaker Bible Project, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project. Send it to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord richly bless you for providing this to these people who are hungry for the Lord Jesus and who will finally get to read it in their own dialects and spread the word amongst the Montagnard. Okay? Some people remember them very well, who fought with them against the communists in Indochina. But apparently, and I don't know if there's any more out about it, but apparently, as I started out tonight, the helicopters went to Wright Pat, the ones I told you to be there, and the 10th Mountain, I believe, is with them. People say, well, the 10th Mountain, they're mountain troops. Well, what do you mean sending? Because they are security people. They can take and defend infrastructure like refinery complexes, all kind of different facilities like that, chemical plants, etc., or an oil rig, or just like, or an airport, or a base, just like the Rangers take airports and do a lot of other things too. But don't go into their Luciferian knives out of fight. We may be at war here pretty quick. Mighty men and women about our use your high technology. You had a TR-3B over Cincinnati. Great man last night. But use your high-powered stuff. Strike blows against the enemy. Against the enemy. Beat this nation. Warp. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Call picking up who up in the state. Rodent track, all corn, stove track. It's perfect against all standing up in the cap. To all the good friends, all the mountain jacks, all the people that be helped. The maniacs all over you. And stand for the Lord Jesus and free.